I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh?
Hey guys, what is going on? Welcome to JJ's Football Fix, your home of everything EPL. Welcome to episode 10 of our fantastic, consistent EPL talk show. My name is Jordan Gifkins, and alongside me is the infamous baller, Jake White.
Hello, big fella. How are you?
Always good, Sir Jake. Sir Jake, love it. We are into it's already started, boys. I think we are into 10 episodes of this, are we?
Nine. This is episode nine.
Should I release the emblem this week or next week? Jake, what do you think?
I reckon wait for episode 10.
Episode 10. Boys, you hear it here first. It is episode 10 that the emblem is going to be released for JJ's Football Fix. But before we can even talk about episode 10, we're in episode 9, and you know what that means? New segments in episode 9. Can you believe it? We've come so far since the start. We've actually got segments rolling off the tip of our tongues. Jake, you've actually got a segment in tonight's podcast. You will be taking control of the Fantasy Scout Report, a new segment here at JJ's Football Fix, where we talk about the latest and greatest in fantasy football. Well, sort of. Jake, you want to let them know what's going on with your segment?
My segment we'll be doing later in the episode, but I'll be running through everyone who the hot and cold players are in the Premier League, well, player, and who is the bargain for Fantasy Premier League, who I think people should be having a look at and definitely should potentially pick up.
Love it. I absolutely love it. I am buzzing off my titties for this segment because I am pretty trash at fantasy football. That's why I've given you the segment because I have no idea what I'm doing. Other segments tonight include the obvious preview and review of the Premier League season that we will go through as we do every single episode. We've also got a return of JJ's football jokes, our favourite. We've also got the Bet365 Bet of the Week, which we will cast our eye over when the fixture comes up in the preview for this week's fixture. So we've got a lot going on this week. But we've got something organized. In the works. Organised, that is it. And our people skills are on point because we talk to each other and we have people skills.
Scheduled. Yep, all right, let's go.
But without further ado, fellas, here we are. Or fella, because I'm not talking to more than one person. We kick it off with the review of week 8 of the Premier League.
With
the first game of the round, I believe, was the Chelsea shellacking of Leicester. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
I'm always right, aren't I?
Not really.
At the Stamford Bridge, we start off with a 7th-minute goal to Diego Costa for Eden Hazard with a 33-minute perler. And then Victor Moses scored from a assist of the season by Nathaniel Chaloba to give Leicester City a 3-0 defeat. Can't remember this game. I remember the assist, but I can't remember this game. Jake, would you input something, please?
I predicted that Chelsea would win 3-0, and they did, so I probably should have put a bet on that.
We seem to pick one result at least every week that we get perfectly right, and we're gonna get into another one, because there was another one.
I thought Chelsea would win 3-0, and they did. Doesn't surprise me at all. Fair play to Victor Moses, really. I wouldn't exactly rate him up there as one of the best players in the Premier League, obviously, but he's stuck out his time at Chelsea. He didn't really get much of a run when Mourinho was there, but then he was sent out and loaned 3 times, I'm pretty sure, and now he's back at Chelsea, and I think he scored 3 times this season in all competitions, which is pretty decent. He's not a great player, but he's stuck it out, and he's getting a little bit of a reward now.
Yeah, and he's one of those players you look at and you think the Scott Sinclair type of player, where he's moved on from a smaller club, moved up to one of the bigger clubs in the Premier League after dominating for the smaller club and not getting a gig. And ultimately ruining their careers as Scott Sinclair's now moved on to Celtic. But Victor Moses certainly was in that mould of player, and good for him that he's decided to actually do something at Chelsea. So, yeah. onto the... I don't know why I laughed.
Let's go before we start fucking laughing.
We're not even up to the football jokes yet. Right along to the second correct result that we got in the game week. West Bromwich Albion 1, Tottenham Hotspur 1. As we stated, we actually did bring it up in our preview that the last two results between these two teams was a 1-1 draw, and we said it was going to be 1-1. And it was. So
it was.
And Nasser Chadli also scored after Jake said he would. So,
imagine sure. If I put on a multi Chelsea 3-0 and Tottenham West Brom 1-1 with Chadli scoring the first goal in that game too.
I literally think you would have won about $5,000. And hey, you know what? You guys listen to JJ's football fix. You know, you can get on these tips that we're putting because we are not half bad at betting, as you will find out later in the Bet365 Bet of the Week.
Until that doesn't come off.
Yeah, probably won't. Nasser Chadli opening the score in 82nd minute. So they definitely looked the goods for 8 minutes before Dele Alli scored. I actually believe it was a very nice, tidy finish.
Yeah, it was.
Dele Alli doing very well in the Premier League since his move from MK Dons. So the 1-1 draw certainly doesn't help Tottenham. But West Brom looking not too bad this season. They've had a few good results. A bit inconsistent, yeah. But I would put down their good form to Brendan Galloway. I will.
You will. Yeah,
even though he didn't play on the weekend. Well, I mean, looking at the lineup, he's not there and he's not in the injured list. So I can only assume he didn't play.
But we'll still claim it. We'll still claim it. He's done well.
Yeah, he's bought a good culture.
All right, let's move on.
You don't want any input? I mean, the corner count was pretty close, 5-8 in Tottenham's favour. Stoke City get their first win of the season against Sunderland, who are just totally good. Joe Allen scoring twice in a 2-0 win at the Bet365 Stadium, just getting involved many a times in this podcast. Statistically dominated, plenty more of the ball, plenty more shots. That win actually puts them to the top of the relegation zone now. So Stoke City... get around them. Certainly on the up, as the football world goes. I don't even know. Jake, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't even know what I predicted in this game. I think I predicted a draw. I'm not sure. But
I predicted a Stoke win. So Stoke, another
Joe
one.
Joe Allen's not doing too bad. He scored a fair few goals for Stoke.
I'll actually
going,
confirm how many goals he scored as you continue to talk about the game.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's only scored two or three in the Premier League, but I'm pretty sure he scored a few in other competitions as well. I'm not too sure, but...
scored four goals in the Premier League this season.
That's probably more than what he scored the whole time he was at Liverpool. So, fair play to him. Stoke had 83% passing accuracy to Sunderland's 75. There's my stat of the game. And Sunderland had 69 long balls for a bit of cheeky banter too. So, Stoke shouldn't be in the relegation zone. They're a much better team than a relegation zone sort of team, and they will not be staying there for too much longer.
Love your work, Jake. Keep it up. As we move right along to the Etihad Stadium game, Manchester City versus Everton. Kevin De Bruyne missed a penalty in the 43rd minute. He actually got saved by Stekelenburg, the big dog that he is. Lukaku scored a fancy goal in the 64th minute after Bolasie, with a little dinky-dink around the corner, assisted him. Sergio Aguero stepped up for another penalty in the 70th minute, only to be denied again by Stekelenburg, who is proving his worth in the Everton sticks for Nolito scored a rather poorly defended goal in the 72nd minute, albeit a good ball, to give Man City a point. I'm pretty sure about 10 minutes later, Stekelenburg made an absolutely outrageous save. And saved us because Man City had 13 shots, we had 3, and had 73% possession to 13 corners as well. to say we were on the back foot is a little bit of an understatement. We also had 6 offsides, so get around us. Jake, I'm sure you have something to say about this game.
I was obviously very impressed with this game in the end of it, getting a point away from the Etihad. You can't really complain with that because, as I said in every single podcast, City are the best team in the competition. But I was kind of pissed off that we didn't win in the end because it was like, obviously City were the best team, what an absolute country mile. You can't say they weren't, obviously. But to go up 1-0 and then Seckelenburg saved two penalties and then the goal they scored, it really fucking pissed me off because we did so well defensively the whole game, and then Nolito somehow slips into an area where Jagielka's marking no one and Williams is marking no one, and it's just very frustrating considering how well we did do defensively. But like I said, you can't really complain with a point at the Etihad. We had twice as many long balls as them. We had 82 long balls to their 40. I think that pretty much just sums up the whole game. Realistically, they had 44 crosses to our 10. So, yeah, look, you could say that they dominated, but at the same time, I was very impressed with Yannick Bolasie this game too. People saying that he's not worth the money we paid for him, and he's probably not worth that much money, but at the same time, he's brought something else to our attack that I haven't seen in a fair while at Everton, which is very good. So, yeah, can't complain with a point away at the Etihad.
Love your work, Jake. I love it. So we move right along to the AFC Snortsmith versus Hull City 6-1 shellacken. I won't go into the goals because I can't be fucked. There was six of them. But I actually called in the podcast that Bournemouth would destroy Hull, and I'm sure you probably agreed with me.
Yeah, probably did. I hate Hull. They're cunts.
Bournemouth, very, very good team this season. I want to point out one player who I'm a big fan of that FIFA doesn't seem to rate. Junior Stanislas is having a very good season. And I don't know what your take on him is. He has now scored 3 goals and assisted twice in the Premier League this season. That's his exact same tally as last season for the entire season. So certainly turning it on after being a championship player. He's come in leaps and bounds this season. So it's good to see, Jake. It is very good to see.
It is. Well, I don't really want to have a bit of a spoiler, but you will hear about a person in this game in my fantasy chat later on this evening. And I'm happy for Bournemouth. They deserve the win, obviously. 6-1. And I can't really be surprised.
6-1 sounds like a pretty good orgy.
but I'm not surprised. I've said, and I feel sorry for Hull fans because I just, if they have any that listen to this podcast, because I sit here and give them shit every week. But realistically, I'm not surprised at all that they got an absolute fucking hiding. And hopefully it continues, because I don't like Hull at all.
I rate your commentary analysis. As we move on to Arsenal 3, Swansea 2, Theo Walcott getting on the score sheet twice, Mesut Ozil scoring. Granit Xhaka got red carded. Borja Bastan scored his first goal for Swansea, I think. The summer signing, that is, from Atletico Madrid. Yep, his first goal. So, I'm pretty sure I didn't watch this game. So, Jake, what do you got to say on it?
Look, I didn't really watch this game either, so I can't say too much. But it was a good week for Arsenal in the end. City and Tottenham realistically dropping points. Both having 1-1 draws, and now Arsenal picking up 3 points just because there's a lot of Arsenal fans that were saying on Twitter that Swansea is their bogey team, and Swansea did end up nearly stealing it at the end, stealing a point at the end. Good week for Arsenal, yeah. They got a 6-0 win in the Champions League and also a win in the Premier League to put them equal top, so I wouldn't be complaining as an Arsenal fan, obviously. They did well. Like, they've done, I'm bullshitting, I didn't even watch the game, but they going off the stats, they did well. Things are looking up at Arsenal at the moment.
Yeah, shit, Jake, just remembered they had European football this week, so fucking gonna cover that.
Let's just ignore it.
Now, I'm going to have a bit of Europa League with a side of Champions League.
Bit of slavery.
Bit of Champions League dressing. As we move right along to the next night, Crystal Palace v West Ham. Bit of a surprise result here, considering Crystal Palace's season, but West Ham actually getting their first win of the season. Lanzini scoring a nice, nice golazo before Christian Benteke actually missed a penalty right on the stroke of halftime. I do think he hit the bar or just over the bar. I'm not too sure. Just reading off the live tracker here. Aaron Creswell got yellow carded in the 75th minute before getting red carded in the 76th minute. So I can't say too much about that. He actually got yellow carded for simulation, and then he brought down Zaha in a 50-50 tackle a minute later. So a bit of an iffy one from Creswell. Probably will learn not to do that again.
Probably. Maybe. You never know.
But West Ham did hold on to a 1-0 win. Palace will be ruining their missed chances, especially the penalty. I can't say I know anything about this game.
Oh, watch this game, actually. West Ham didn't deserve the win, but it's massive for them because, realistically, if Palace won that, West Ham would be sitting on 4 points from 8 games.
Wouldn't it be nice?
They'd be struggling massively, and I'm not saying they're not struggling anymore because I'm not impressed by West Ham in slaughter so far this season. But that's a huge win for them, realistically, when you put it into perspective. But at the same time, drop points for Palace, which if they had a won, Palace would have been sitting equal with Manchester United right now. So yeah,
top banter.
Bad game to lose for Palace, but I wasn't really surprised to them.
Absolutely. Good analysis.
Thanks!
Jail's loud. Moving on to Middlesbrough versus Watford. Watford getting the 1-0 victorious result. Really good goal.
Fucking banger.
Yeah, really good goal from Jose Holabas. Don't know how it squeezed it in, but he did. 54th minute. I actually watched this game. Not bullshitting, I watched this game.
Yeah, we were playing pro clubs when you were
I watched like 20 minutes of football, and then I watched this game. Like, of all games to pick, Middlesbrough versus Watford. No idea what's wrong with me. Just intellectually disabled. Anyway, Middlesbrough. They had 10 shots on goal. Watford had 2, but Watford win. Very FIFA-esque. I rate it. Ball possession, Middlesbrough. Corners, actually Watford had more. Middlesbrough had 15 fouls. Yes, good result for Watford. Emo, thoughts?
Yeah, it's a good result for them. They've got off to a good start this season too, Watford.
What start have they got off to, Jake? Sorry?
A good start.
Okay, thank you.
Pardon?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. I thought Barrow would be doing pretty well this year, but now they're sitting on 6 points. From 8 games.
Yeah, I think they got all 6 of those points in the first 2 games of the season or something like that.
So, yeah, look, they're struggling, which could end up pushing them into relegation sometime soon. But Watford are doing very well. And I've always rated Holabas from Watford. I reckon he's a great left-back, and I've never really liked watching him play against Everton. He's a very dangerous player because, obviously, that's some of the stuff that he can do. That goal was a fucking peach.
Thank you.
No problem, Jordan.
I need to sneeze. I don't want to, though. Moving along to Southampton versus Burnley.
The old John will do it.
Yeah. Charlie Austin scoring twice. Nathan Redmond scoring 1. Burnley's goal scorer was named Sam Vokes. And that's a good game. Thanks for listening. Not anything
in
that game.
I didn't watch it. I'm pretty glad I didn't watch it. Even though there was 4 goals, so I don't know why I'm glad I didn't watch it, but I didn't watch it. Southampton had 30 fucking hell. Southampton had 34 shots to Burnley 6, apparently.
Hey, that's a few.
Yeah, it's a few. 11 of those shots were blocked. And there were 10 take-ons to 2 in Southampton's favour. And okay. Southampton have 41 crosses. They're trying to beat like Manchester City. Yeah.
Close but no cigar from the boys at the Southampton.
See, I was saying before about Everton's long balls, how we had a lot of long balls, but at the same time, Southampton had 76 and Burnley had 74. So I'm glad I didn't watch this game because looking at that, it makes me feel like they were just pegging it to them from each other.
Mm. I rate your analysis. Thank you, Jake.
As always.
Moving right along to the last game of the round, and we have Liverpool versus Manchester United, a rather dull affair, if I do say so myself. I didn't watch it, but I certainly heard about it. David De Gea, man of the match by a country mile. I'm glad this was the result of this game. I'm very glad. Just for Everton's sake.
Yeah, look, I'm not arsed at all. I watched the first, like, 20 minutes, and then my power decided to turn off for about 4 hours, which probably saved me from a boring game. But yeah, I'm glad it was a point.
Did you miss the game then? Could we turn off for 4 hours?
Yeah, I think I might have, unless it was 5 hours of stoppage time. Perth just scored.
What a
goal. Any care. I couldn't care less about this game. I feel sorry for the missus waking up at fucking like 5 a.m. over there to watch this fucking game. But same time, I couldn't care less.
Perth just completed the worst goal celebration in history.
what was that? No idea. I was trying to talk and I was getting distracted while the fuck they were doing.
So that's good. That's good shit, Jake. I really enjoyed that.
Did you? Are you sure?
Yes, I did. Thank you. We will run our eye over. I will actually review the European games before we head into football jokes. Before I do that, though, as I normally do, just go through the table. Manchester City and Arsenal joint top at the moment on 19 points. Manchester City with one extra goal difference. Tottenham right behind them on 18. Liverpool on 17. Chelsea on 16. Everton on 15. Manchester United on 14. Very tight up there. Southampton on 12. Crystal Palace on 11 with Watford and Bournemouth on 11. West Brom on 10. Leicester on 8. Burnley on 7. West Ham on 7. Hull on 7. Middlesbrough on 6, Stoke on 6, Swansea on 4, and Sunderland in last place on 2. What are you laughing at, Jake? Please tell me.
Nothing. Not at all.
As we move to the Golden Boot tally, Diego Costa has 7 goals so far this season. He's doing very nicely. Romelu Lukaku has 6. I don't remember about 5 of them.
What?
I just know he scored in the weekend. I can't even remember the last goal before that. He scored a hat-trick. That's right. I forgot about that. Mikel Antonio on 5, still up there. Aguero also on 5. Theo Walcott has 5 as well. Alexis Sanchez, Charlie Austin, Etienne Capoue, Heung-Min Son, our mate, James Milner, Jermaine Defoe, Joe Allen, Leroy Fernandes, Chadli, Raheem Sterling, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, all on 4 goals. I can't believe I just read out Joe Allen and James Milner and Etienne Capoue on a Golden Boot leaderboard. get around them. On the assists, we have Kevin De Bruyne. He has 4 assists to go so far this season. Lots of players on 3, most notably Lallana's on 3, Sanchez has 3. He's having a very good season, Sanchez, and the Golden Boot as well. Eriksen has 3, Payet after his injury has 3, Bolasi also has 3.
Big Yandik.
Move off the Premier League for a slight moment in time, Jake, because we have a little bit to talk about. We have a bit of Europa League and Champions League football just to discuss. Yep. We'll start off with the Champions League, albeit I prefer not to. We'll cover the English teams in action. Tottenham Hotspur versus Bayer Leverkusen. They played away here, played in the German heartland of Leverkusen. If that's a place. they actually got a draw, Tottenham Hotspur. Hugo Lloris making outstanding saves, as he usually does. That's why he's regarded one of the better keepers in England at the moment. Another game that involved a English team was Leicester City actually beat Copenhagen. They have a very easy group, Leicester, but they have won all 3 of their games.
I say an easy group,
but Porto is not a bad team. Copenhagen, not a bad team. Club Brugge, probably not EPL standard.
Let's start after three games in the Champions League are on more points than what they are after eight games in the Premier League.
It just goes to show how different the competitions are, Jake. It just does. obviously. As we move along to the other games played by English teams, Barcelona flopped their dicks out on Manchester City's chest and destroyed a 4-0. Leo Messi scoring a hattie. Neymar getting the last one, even though Barca had a man down. They still ended up scoring another goal. Shows how good EPL is. No, actually, it has nothing to do with it. Shut up. Shut up.
It doesn't at all.
Arsenal, in the other hand, versus Ludogorets Razgrad, who are from Bulgaria, second in the Bulgarian league, and they also flopped their dicks out on their chest and beat them 6-0. I can't tell you who scored, because I can't be bothered, but Mesut Ozil had a good game, scored a hat-trick. So...
You've just told people who scored? Yep.
Settle down.
Sanchez, Walcott, Knox.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just helping.
I won't go into any more details regarding the Europa League and Champions League, just because, you know, it's really... This is an EPL podcast, Jake. At the end of the day, it's an EPL podcast. We need to focus on the EPL. As we move right along to JJ's football jokes. Da-da-da-da. I don't know, that's the
Take it away.
That's the introduction for that segment.
I've got nothing. I've got no good jokes at all.
That's totally fine, because you know what is better than jokes, Jake?
What?
Ice cream. And which soccer team loves ice cream?
What soccer team does?
Aston Vanilla. that is
I can hear you typing for jokes. How did the football pitch end up as a triangle?
Illuminati.
Someone took a corner.
Oh my god.
Anything else?
I don't even know. Jake, take it away.
Why did the soccer player hold his boot to his ear?
Why?
Because he likes soul music.
so bad. hey, Jake.
Yes, John.
Are you Suarez?
Suarez? No, I'm not.
That's the joke.
What?
No, are you Suarez? Because I'll let you bite me all night.
You're not.
A couple of pickup lines. You're allowed to use your hands in this game. That's a pickup line, apparently. I have no idea.
What's this? Striker, I had an open goal, but I still I didn't score. I could kick myself. Manager, I wouldn't bother. You'd probably miss. All right.
That's such a bad joke.
Mm.
Can I be one of the men in your box?
Did you type up dirty football joke?
Nah. What are you talking about? Hey, JJ's football jokes. What a fucking segment that was.
Yeah, look, let's pack that in for the week.
I think,
Yep, take it away. No,
what is,
don't.
What
don't,
is this?
Which, don't, just take it away.
No, listen to it. Which soccer player has the biggest studs? The one with the biggest feet. That's literally a joke on a site.
What are you talking about? You're just making them up.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah?
What lights up a soccer match?
All right, let's go.
What's the best place to shop for a soccer shirt?
Fuck, what?
New Jersey.
Yeah, that's not bad. Alright, yeah, end on that, end on a decent note.
Yes, JJ's football jokes. But I'm I'll make an intro for that one next week. Episode 10 special, new intro songs. For segments, not the actual, because I like the one we've got. Anyway, moving right along to Jake, it's time for Fantasy Scout Report.
All right.
I'm totally going to add music in the background.
Fantasy Scout Report. My hot player for this week and the last few weeks is Theo Walcott. He's at a 7.9. He scored 4 goals and 2 assists in his last 4 Premier League games. And the next 2 games that he has in the Premier League is against Middlesbrough and Sunderland. So he could potentially add to that, as Middlesbrough and Sunderland are both sitting in the bottom 4.
I really rate that. I really think that's a very smart one, Jake. I think it's a smart one. It could almost be considered a bargain because 7.9 is quite cheap.
My cold player for this week is Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Mm. He's at an 11.4 and he has not scored in his last 4 Premier League games, and he is coming up against Chelsea this week. So I, at this stage, don't see that improving at all. So that is my cold player for this week.
Jordan, would you recommend a potential swap Walcott for Ibra?
You can't do that, as Walcott is rated as a midfielder and Ibra is rated.
Oh, that's a joke. That's a joke. The JJ's football jokes.
My bargain for this week is your mate, Junior Stanislas, at a 5.5 in the midfield. He has 3 goals and 3 assists in his last 3 Premier League games. After Spurs this week, they have Middlesbrough, Sunderland and Stoke. So that is 3 teams in the bottom 4. So he could definitely be a player worth having a look at 5.5.
I really rate this. This is good. This is going to get the biddies on board. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Nice work, Jake. Really good. I can confirm I've had Ibrahimovic as my captain in fantasy for the last 4 weeks. So...
Would you like to take it away with this week's Bet of the Week, Jordan?
I will take it away, brought to you by Bet365. This week's Bet365 Bet of the Week, brought to you also by Sportsbet, because that's where I'm getting the odds from. we have a very tasty price here. The Manchester City versus Southampton contest, albeit Man City already paying nice odds of $1.50 to get the win at home at the Etihad Stadium. But the win and over 2.5 goals, so that means the team has to win and the total match amount of goals has to be over 2.5, so 3 or more for those who have not bet before. Just by the way, quietly, on those who have not bet before, you go to Bet365, you deposit, and you get double how much you deposit. So, in bonus bets, that is. So, I could be making that up, not sure. as we head on over back to the bet. Manchester City, for the win and over 2.5 match goals, is paying a tasty $2. So double your money should Southampton, if you think Southampton will struggle at the Etihad, or if they could score but Manchester City will win, you've made yourself some profit. So I think that's not a bad little bet there, Jake. $2 is a very good odds for that. I think it's because Man City have somewhat struggled in the last 2 weeks. They haven't really been at their best. But I don't think that's going to really hinder them in the match against Southampton.
No, I don't think it will. I think they'll be back to winning ways.
Yeah, but I would take a tasty 3-0 or 4-0 result by Manchester City here.
I'll go 3-0.
But we're not in the preview yet, Jake, so we can't do that.
Well, we've just done the preview for that game. Now we can just skip that game when it comes up.
We could. We honestly could. I mean, looking back at that Bet365, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Same.
I don't think you listened to a thing I just said, but...
I have no idea.
Moving right along, Jake, we have the... have we missed anything? I think we've covered all the new segments. Not sure if I mentioned the new logo will be out next week, but that's totally not relevant to what I'm about to say, which is the preview for the upcoming fixtures in the Premier League, Jake. Very exciting. To be talking about these ones, because no other reason than it's Premier League and it's back tomorrow.
Yep.
Just love it. It is. Just absolutely just makes me sigh in happiness. Moving right along to the early game tomorrow. AFC Bournemouth at home to Tottenham Hotspur. I am thinking it's going to be an absolutely fantastic game. Played at, what's it called, the stadium? Vitality Stadium. We can have a look at the recent results, and Tottenham have, every time they've played them, they have totally destroyed them. We can go back to 2010 when they played a club friendly where Tottenham demolished Bournemouth 4-0, which is a pre-season friendly, I'd assume. I'm not sure who played that day, but last season, after Bournemouth got promoted last season, obviously, Tottenham travelled to Bournemouth in October, 26th of October, so only 4 days after this fixture will be played this year, and Tottenham won 5-1, totally disembarked them. But the last time these two teams played, Tottenham won at home 3-0, so I think Tottenham obviously should come into a favourites. I think Bournemouth are a very good team, though, so I'm actually going to go with a draw.
Yeah, last week I agreed with you on Tottenham potentially dropping points against a lower sort of team, and I agree again. I think Bournemouth are a huge chance of holding Tottenham to a draw. I think it'll be 1-1 again, and hoping my scout report is correct that Stanislas has an involvement in a goal.
Who do you think will score? I think Callum Wilson will score.
I think you're probably correct. Either Wilson. I reckon, actually, Jack Wilshere, being an Arsenal boy, could potentially make himself really step up in this game against Tottenham. So I think Wilshere might score.
I appreciate you.
You do.
As we move on to the next game, I'm not sure where it is because my phone literally just shut itself. Dun 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 dun. I can't get it up.
Arsenal versus Middlesbrough.
It's not though. It's West Ham versus Sunderland. Let's start with West Ham Sunderland because I like talking about the better teams later. West Ham, fresh off a 1-0 win against Crystal Palace, Sunderland yet to gain a win this season. Their head to head is very favourable for West Ham. Their last result at this, it wasn't this stadium, but it was their old stadium. A 1-0 victory for West Ham back in February. Prior to that, they did play out a 2-2 draw earlier in the season. I think history shows that this is generally only won by a goal or a draw, and it's normally a 1-0 or a 2-1. Not even a 2-1 result. Occasionally 2-1. Maybe even 0-0 sometimes, or 1-0. So, gone through every result pretty much. I think it's going to be a West Ham win, but I think it's going to be 2-0 West Ham.
I agree. I think West Ham will win. I think Sunderland are absolutely fucking shithouse and they're due a relegation. I'm pretty sure this will happen this year. West Ham will get 2 on the trot, which will help them a lot, obviously, because they definitely need to get some points, because that's where they've been lacking this season so far. But it'll be a good win for them. I think they'll win 2-3-0.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why are you thanking me after every fucking thing I say?
Moving right along to Swansea versus Watford at Liberty Stadium. Swansea actually are quite bad, aren't they?
Yeah, not good. I think Watford will win this.
Before we get into that, the last time these two teams played was at this stadium back in January, and Swansea got the 1-0 win. But prior to that, it was a 1-0 win for Watford. These two teams have not played in a game with more than two goals in it since 2010 in the Championship, albeit they've only played three times since. if that's anything to go by, you could be getting on a bet of under 2.5 goals for this tie. Neither team have been the biggest scorers this season. Swansea have 8-8, while Watford have 13-8. Actually, that's not too bad. I would go on under 2.5, but I think it's going to be a draw.
I think Watford are going to get a win out of this one. I don't rate Swansea in the slightest. I think they're really missing the likes of Ashley Williams and Andre Ayew. I think Watford, they're playing well. They're not fantastic, obviously, but they're grinding out results, which is what you need to do. And, yeah, I think they'll do it again in Wales.
Watford have been very impressive this season. I quite rate them. Moving along to Leicester City versus Crystal Palace. And I want to touch on this again for another Bet365 bet of the day. Leicester City, interesting team, only sitting in 13th position after winning the league last season, obviously. Doing very well in Champions League. But they are at home here to a Crystal Palace side that has dropped a home match against West Ham. I'm not sure if that's they're real, truly who they are, or if they're just had an off day. But, yeah, interesting one. The King Power Stadium, the last time these two teams played at this stadium was back in October when Leicester won 1-0. And in March, Leicester also won 1-0 at Crystal Palace's stadium, Selhurst Park. So I don't know how much we want to look into it. The last three meetings have been under 2.5 goals. So the previous meeting to those two was a 2-0 win for Crystal Palace back in 2014. So it could be a low-scoring affair. But I actually think Leicester is going to win this one. And they are paying $2.05 on Bet365. So it might be worth getting on it.
I think this is going to be a draw. I don't really rate Leicester this year, as I've said a few times. And I feel like coming off a midweek European game and Palace not having any midweek commitments, I think Palace will come out firing for it and it'll end up in a 1-1 draw.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thanks, Jake.
No problem.
Moving along to Hull City versus Stoke City, another Bet365 bet of the week coming up on this one. Played at the KCOM Stadium, which is Hull City's ground. Not sure why it's called KCOM. Hull City sitting in 16th, Stoke in 18th, having both very poor seasons. The last time these two teams played was back in the EFL Cup in 2016. That was like a month ago. Hull City actually winning away from home 2-1. Interesting. But the last time these two teams played in the Premier League was back in March of 2015, where Stoke City won 1-0 at this ground. It was a 1-1 draw back in 2014. So it doesn't look like it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Albeit the most recent meeting had 3 goals involved. I do think that this one will be a draw.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it'll be a draw. I think Stoke will absolutely dominate the whole game, but one thing Stoke's really been lacking, apart from Joe Allen this year, is someone's finished chances. They've got Boney, Shaqiri, Boyan, Arnautovic, but Joe Allen's finishing all their chances so far this year.
Baller. Fucking, what a baller.
That is so fucking weird. I think Stoke will be unlucky, but I think it'll probably be a point even though Hull shit does.
Yep, I like it. Moving along to Burnley versus Everton at Turf Moor. Everton in 6th position, enjoying a good season. Burnley in 14th. You have to hit their stride this season.
What is that stride?
I don't know. The previous meeting between these two teams was back in April of 2015, where Everton won 1-0 at home, courtesy of Lukaku goal. Morales goal. Barkley missed a penalty.
Yes,
last time at this ground was back in October 2014, where Everton got a 3-1 win. Eto did score 2 goals. And also on the score sheet was Lukaku. So get around the boys. I think this is going to be a 1-0 win to Everton.
I think this is going to be one of those games, because realistically, nothing against Burnley. I think they're a great club, but I think we should be beating them 3 or 4-0. But I think this is going to be one of those games. I still think we're going to win. But I think it's going to be one of those games where they just fucking piss us off so much and we don't finish any of our chances and then we'll finish one late. I think, like I said, we should be beating Burnley, especially considering I think their best player is Defoe and he's injured, which plays into their hands even more. But at the same time, I think it's just good. We always play against these sort of teams that we should be really demolishing, and it's the last thing that we do. So we'll win 1-0 again.
I like it.
We've got the second best defensive record in the Premier League.
That's why I think we'll keep a clean sheet. Moving on.
Stecklenburg, just to follow on from my fantasy stuff, Stecklenburg is currently the highest scoring goalkeeper in the Premier League this season.
Yeah. What a baller.
Not really.
Moving on to Arsenal versus Middlesbrough. Nothing needs to be said about this game, really. Everyone knows who's going to win this one. One previous meeting between these two teams was a 2-0 Arsenal win back in the FA Cup in 2015, so they've never played in a league game from when this app has been tracking scores. Arsenal second in the league, Middlesbrough 17th. I'm pretty sure it'd be safe to put a bet on Arsenal win, and probably over 2.5 as well. Arsenal win.
Yeah, well, I think... See, I said 4-0 just then, but I think Arsenal will probably win 2-0, maybe 1-0. I think Borough aren't as bad as people think they are, and I think Arsenal are class, but I think I'm going to follow down the same trend as Leicester. Arsenal have just come off a midweek game in the Champions League, so they may take a little while to start firing. I think maybe 2-0 Arsenal.
Moving on to the next game, or the last one on the day, Liverpool at home against West Bromwich Albion, another where it looks likely that Liverpool will probably win it being at home. In fourth position right now, West Brom actually doing not too bad in 12th. Did get that point against Tottenham. The last time these two teams played at this ground was a draw, and the last time these two teams played in general was also a draw, and the last time before that was also a draw. So, I don't know if that's pointing towards another cheeky draw bet, and it might come off, but I think Liverpool's going to win.
I think Liverpool... they're going to win. I'd like West Brom to hold on to a draw, because I remember what happened last year at Anfield when West Brom drew with Liverpool. Liverpool decided to celebrate it like they've won the fucking league, but I've said a lot, unfortunately. I think Liverpool are a top four team, and they will probably quite easily dispatch of West Brom. I don't think Chadley might be a chance of scoring, but yeah, I think Liverpool will win.
Jake, take the next game.
Take the next game, you say. We've got Manchester City. Oh, we've already done this game. Do we have to do Manchester City versus Southampton again?
I think it'd be nice to cover it.
Well, we've covered it, but we'll do it again. It is the 11:30 PM game at the Etihad Stadium between Manchester City and Southampton. Southampton are struggling this season, sort of, like, to their usual self. Like, they usually get off to fantastic starts. They've been well known to be in the top four for the last two or three seasons around this time, but then drop off. But they're sitting eighth at the moment, which isn't too bad, and Manchester City, like I've said a lot of times, they are the best team in the Premier League, and like I said earlier, I think Manchester City will win this 2 or 3-0, hopefully following on from Jordan's bet of over 2.5 goals and City to win. I think that is definitely going to happen. What are your thoughts, Jordan?
Yeah.
Did you sneeze?
No, I didn't sneeze. The last time these two teams played at the Etihad Stadium, Manchester City won 3-1. The last time these two teams played, it was a 4-2 win to Southampton. Of the previous five meetings between the two sides, there's only been one game under 2.5 goals. So this fixture always has goals in it, and I can see this one having goals in it, but Man City on the winning side. That's why I have gone with the bet365 bet of the week. We have 2.5 for Man City win.
Plug.
Bit of research, you know. Moving right along to the last game of the game week, as we come close to a podcast close here, is Chelsea at home at Stamford Bridge against Manchester United. Jake, take it away.
What? Chelsea are the better team in this one at the moment, I think. Manchester United are struggling to find some form, but they've just won 4-1 this morning, I think it was, in the Europa League. On the sports bet, United are winning paying $3.40. So if you like a cheeky bet, that could be the way to go. But Chelsea are also paying $2.20 at home, which isn't bad odds at all either.
I think you'd have to go here with a cheeky bet of both teams to score, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I would not put it past them. And I think Zlatan's probably going to shut me up with my fantasy. I think he'll probably come out and score a fucking hat-trick. But I think Chelsea will win this one 2-1. I think Chelsea are starting to look like their old selves, and United are struggling. I think United is still definitely a top four team, but they've got to start picking points up, because whoever drops points in this game, there's a chance that Everton will overtake them, even though Everton are already above United.
I like it. I like it, Jake. Just on those those wondering about the both teams to score bet, is paying $1.80. But if you like both teams to score, but you think Chelsea might get the job done, $4.33 is very favourable odds. But if you think Manchester United might get the gig of the victory and both teams to score, $6.50. So some good money involved. You can get that one right. I think that Chelsea is going to win, but that's just me, I guess. Don't know if you said it as well. I'm looking at the bet.
No, I forget what I said already.
Bit of history on this fixture, though. Never been a very high-scoring game. The last three meetings, so four meetings, have stayed under three goals.
There's one game I remember like 3 or 4 years ago in the FA Cup, I think it was, or the Capital One Cup. There was 5-4. But that was a while ago.
Can't say I remember it.
It was a cool game. It was a very good game.
Good, better be. I'll go watch it later.
5-4. So I think it was either 5-4 or 5-3.
13! That is all we have time for on JH Football Fix for another week. Episode 9. We are here with episode 10 next week as we release the emblem. We're also getting a Facebook page up during the week next week, and everyone's going to be able to see the emblem then and follow us and know when we upload and stuff like that. You know the good shit. We'll probably get it on iTunes at some point, Jake, I'd assume.
Yeah, we'll hopefully work that out by week 38.
Would be nice. And
the emblem next week.
You heard it here first, though. Bit of news I haven't even told Jake yet, that the possibility of an A-League podcast will come possibly in the future. So,
it's news to me, but I would definitely be down for it. So that's one.
Just putting that out there. Might not be till next season, so we can start fresh from the first week, albeit it was only 3 weeks into the season so far. We could start it, but I think we might start it next season. But we'll see. We will see, Jake, won't we?
We will. We'll have a see.
We'll have a bit of a discussion. We'll have a see.
I don't know why I said that.
But that is all for tonight's episode. We will be back next week, as ever, consistently every week of the EPL season. JJ's Football Fix, your home of everything EPL. Jake, hope you had a good time.
I had a fantastic time. Thank you very much for having me again, Jordan. It was a pleasure.
Well, I mean, I have you every week, so.
You do.
It's not like
you don't really have a choice.
No, I mean, it's a combined one. I mean, I did one on my own and I didn't like it, so. All right, we will see you next week, fellas. Have a great week.
Have a great day.